Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is episode number 115, How to Make Easier and Better Decisions. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the podcast. This is Bethany Hansen, and I'm ready to speak with you about how to make better and easier decisions. Do you ever struggle with decision making? For some of us, it can be really hard. But the more we choose not to settle on a decision, the more we expend a lot of energy, and it can actually be pretty exhausting to keep coming back to a topic. So whether or not we consciously decide, our brain is working overtime trying to decide for us. So having a way to make easier decisions and better decisions that are aligned with what you actually care about is definitely going to help you out. Now, this podcast is for you if you love, serve, and teach other people, and you want things to keep getting better. You want some encouragement, just one little idea today to get stronger in your life, your relationships, your work. I help people take control of their situation and have the power to do what they need to do. Confidence coach for tech leaders and executives, and well-being coach for teachers. So I have two distinct audiences I work with in my coaching practice, and I'm also a full professor at American Public University Systems, and I'm currently serving in a role of associate dean. So I have my career position, and outside of that, in my part-time work, I do some coaching. And I share this podcast because I've just learned a lot through my life and through my coaching work that I cannot believe is just not common knowledge. And I really want to help other people to access those things that can make better life choices for them, or better ways to spend their time and energy. And I want to help you. I really want to encourage you in the tough work that you do every day and help you acknowledge what's going right. And then where you can, make little adjustments that are going to help you out long term get where you want to go. So today, as we talk about decision making, there are plenty of models out there about decision making. One of those that I came across recently was a matrix. You can open Excel and you can make rows and columns about the different parts of the decision, the different options available. You can decide which one's most important, least important. You can assign a number score. You can rate them and rank them. If you've never used a decision-making matrix, I encourage you to Google that, check it out. There are a lot of resources out there on the internet that will help you do it. But today, I'm not going to talk about that kind of decision-making process. I'm really going to talk about two specific things. The first one is how to adopt a decision style. You really need a decision-making style in your life and in your professional work. Whatever you do professionally, you impact a lot of people, and it's possible that having a clear decision style might work most of the time. And then maybe you can adapt that for certain situations where a different style might make more sense. In your personal life, it also makes a lot of sense. If you have a decision style, the people around you understand exactly what to expect from you, and they can work with that. They can know how to engage with you about a lot of things, whether it's your spouse, your children, your friends, your family members outside the home, your neighbors. Doesn't really matter. People need to know how you operate. And then the second half, after talking about a decision-making style, is a model for decision-making. And I'm just going to share one model today. I've been researching this quite a bit, and I like the RAPID model. This was created by Bain & Company. It's their copyrighted tool. And the RAPID model tells you who to consult and why. If you find yourself ever spinning, looking for more and more input, trying to make that decision, This model will help you a lot. You'll be able to narrow down who to talk to, when to talk to them in your decision-making process, and how to wrap it up. So let's go ahead and get started today with that decision style idea. The first thing is thinking about why we need to change something. When you make a decision, you're usually changing something, right? And when you are thinking about changing something, it might be that you're changing the way you do something at home. Maybe you're going to get new flooring in your kitchen. Or maybe you're going to move to a new house. Or maybe you're just going to spend some money on holiday gifts for other people. Whatever it is. When you are going to change the way you're going to do things, sharing some reasons for that change can help other people understand it and get on board. And then you have to decide on where your gaps are between what's happening right now and what needs to happen. So you can figure out what are you currently doing in the area that you're trying to make a decision and what's getting in the way of making a decision and what are some of the things you already do that could help you make the decision. And then third, notice what you might need to change about the way you act, what your behaviors are, and figure out, like, if you do need input from a lot of people, but you're not likely to ask for input, that's a behavior you would have to think about changing. And lastly, you want to model the decision, tell about the decision, give other people information about the decision, reinforce it, maybe even coach them if it's at work and help them understand. Now, there are a few decision-making styles, and one is called autonomous or directive decision-making. This is where one person who has the authority to do it will just make that decision. And we pretty much expect everybody to just get on board. If you work for an organization with a really strong leader, they might have an autonomous or directive decision-making style. When we're in the home and we have people parenting children, this can often be an interesting area. An autonomous or directive person paired with someone who has a different kind of style might be a little domineering, like might make all those decisions, and the other person might just go along with it because they're kind of expected to get on board. Identifying your decision-making style and figuring out which one of these you are can help you understand other people that you're making those decisions with and figure out how to get along better. So autonomous and directive decision making is really you're going to make the choice and you just expect people to respect it. The second kind of decision making style is called consultative or participative. And just like it sounds, you might take the responsibility for that decision, but you gather input from other people. And you seek out people who have relevant expertise or knowledge, and you're at one point of accountability on actually making that decision, but you do a lot of collaborating before you make your final decision. This is a lot of human beings, right? When we make our decisions about different things, especially if they are big decisions to us, we might be asking our friends, family, neighbors, other people we know, what would you do in this situation? What kind of decision would you make? In fact, I know I've experienced that a lot in my life where someone else has shared that they're grappling with something tough and they'll say, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And now I'm a little bit older and I would say to the person, I'm not in your position. If that happened to me in my life, this is what I would do, but I don't know if that's really right for you. You need to decide that. I can help people clearly talk out the problem and go through a process to make their decision, but I can't tell another person exactly what's right for them if it's their decision to make. In the workplace, I can give some input. I can help, but I can't make decisions for people. That's the consultative and participative style. The third one is called delegative or democratic style. And those two words are a little bit different, so it kind of encompasses both. The democratic style would be where we get people together and we vote. sometimes when I was parenting with my husband, our two sons, we would get together, all four of us as a family, and vote on what we wanted to have for dinner, or vote on where we were going to take a little family trip, or vote on different things like that. And especially when the stakes are low, the more voting you can get, the better, because the people in your life then feel like they're part of your life. And in my experience, that helps when the decisions are harder. So everybody gathers and votes. The majority rules, the minority has to live with the vote. Now, in the delegative style, you might develop a way to pass the decision on to others and let them fully decide without your input at all, or without you being the decision maker. Depending on the type of work you're doing, you might even use that style at work. And the last one is joint consensus. And this decision-making style is that everyone involved agrees on the proposed plan before they finalize it in their decision. And I can think of very few groups that are 100% this way, but it's especially good when you have to live closely with people or work closely with people, and you have really high stakes, tough decisions to make together that impact you all. If everyone can be in a consensus about it and everyone can agree, it's a lot easier to move forward. That kind of consensus is pretty rare, so we want to save that type of decision-making for those situations where we absolutely need to have it, because more often than not, we're going to have at least one or two people that just plain old disagree. Shared their ideas, and we've talked around them, and we voted, or maybe the leader has made the decision, but for whatever reason, there's still a person who disagrees. So in many situations, a consensus style could be a deadlock, and we might never get beyond that. Those four decision-making styles will really help you decide what you want to do. So whatever you're facing in your decision-making today, consider which of the four styles would work best for you and which one is most common to your personal preference. Perhaps you have one that you use a lot and it feels good to you, and maybe it would work for what you're thinking about. Now I want to talk briefly about the RAPID model that Bain & Company created. Now, I personally am not super experienced at applying this model. It's somewhat new to me, but I'm very excited to try it out. And that is because everyone is able to be part of this decision, even if they have no authority at all. On the R, we have the recommend, and that's people who gather input, analyze data, get buy-in. They're going to be advisory in this decision-making. We've got the A, which means agree. These are people who must agree to the decision, and they have veto power. So if a manager is making a decision, but they're vice president or their boss is over them and they see something the manager missed, they might pause things, they might veto it for the time being or just put it on hold. That's a good example of the A, the agree part. The P in RAPID stands for perform. These are people who are going to carry out that decision. They have to actually take the action. And the I is input. These people must be consulted, but they don't have the veto power, and maybe they don't even know how to do the research. A lot of times, this will be the team that a manager works with, or peers that you're working with as a classroom teacher. If it's in a family situation, you want to consult your spouse or your partner in making certain decisions, but in the end, you may feel like you can just make that decision without them having power to veto it. And you do need to be on the same page at the same time. So input, that role can vary based on your situation. And lastly, decide. These are the people who have the final authority to decide. In any situation, if you're the one grappling with the decision, it's probably you. And if ultimately you are not the decision maker, but you feel like you have a lot of decision to make around it, it could be you're making a different decision. Like if a boss in the workplace is going to decide something and you're feeling a lot of pressure to figure it out, maybe your real decision is whether or not to support it, or whether or not to say something, or whether or not to stay at all. The decisions we make, they can be most clear when we nail down what it is we're actually doing. So there you have it. You have four decision-making styles, and you also have the rapid model, which can give a clearer way to make decisions by helping you identify who's involved, who does it impact, and ultimately who's accountable for that decision. In terms of mindset, this is a beautiful way to unpack things that might be super foggy. Sometimes I've had to make a decision that has felt like a fuzzy thing, and I'll write a pro and con list, but it just doesn't seem enough to make that decision. I'll pray about it, but I still feel like I need to do some of my own work to flesh it out. I'll ask other people, and I don't really have it nailed down. But figuring out exactly which decision-making style I'm going to use and how to use the rapid model to have those dialogues, that makes the decision so much easier and so much clearer, and it's no longer a jumbled mess of fuzziness in my head. I hope you'll think about it and try it next time you're faced with a big decision or even a small one where you just want to practice. Having a model like this can give you a lot more space and energy to keep working on those things you need to work on that you care most about. And this is going to help you become a better version of you every day. So try it out. Thanks for being with me today. And here is to being the best version of you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.